The Food and Drug Administration says it needs more data before approving the use of silicone breast implants. Since 1992, federal regulators have banned the use of implants containing silicone gel. So, nearly all of the 250,000 American women who receive breast implants every year get implants filled with salt water. Yet, many say the forbidden silicone implants provide the most natural result. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Last fall, an FDA advisory panel heard emotional testimony for and against silicone implants. In the end, the committee voted 9-6 to recommend approval. Later, the committee's chairman said he felt morally committed to object, so strong were his reservations about the implant's safety. But the FDA usually follows advisory panel recommendations, so it was a surprise when the agency told a California company called Inamed that its silicone implant was not approvable, and then put out new guidelines that raised the bar much higher for what would be approvable. Today, Dr. Daniel Schultz of the FDA describes some of the concerns about the silicone-filled implants.
There is material that will be leaking out when these devices rupture. We need to know how often that happens. We need to know when it happens. We need to know why it happens. And ultimately, we need to know what the consequences are so that physicians can manage their patients properly.
Dr. Sidney Wolfe of the Health Research Group is one of the FDA's sternest critics, but he was happy with this decision.
If the FDA had approved the Inamed silicone gel breast implants, it would have been the most defective and dangerous medical device ever approved.
He says the danger lurks in some women's reaction to silicone that can leak out of ruptured implants, often without patients or their doctors realizing it. He worries that can cause immune reactions and painful muscle and connective tissue disorders.
The body has a very strong reaction to silicone gel, forming scar tissue. The silicone gel can migrate to distant parts of the body, lymph nodes and so forth, and it is just the last kind of device that the FDA should be approving for use that's mainly cosmetic.
Cindy Pearson works with the National Women's Health Network, another consumer group that opposes approval of silicone implants right now. She says studies thus far indicate that women are safe for some years after getting one.
But once women cross the 7, maybe 10-year mark, it's unknown and somewhat dangerous appearing. There are groups of women who've had their implants in for more than 7 to 10 years who have serious conditions, and some studies, although not all, seem to indicate that the implants are responsible for those serious conditions.
The FDA wouldn't say just how long women with implants need to be studied before it's satisfied, but the agency says the 2-year minimum it set just a year ago may not be sufficient. There are dissenters. Dr. Marcia Angel of the Harvard Medical School says silicone breast implants have been better studied than almost any drug or medical device.
I think that people have become convinced, in the utter absence of evidence, that breast implants are dangerous, and that's presented a political pressure on the FDA, and the FDA is a political body, after all.
A spokesman for Inamed says the company will press on in its attempt to get its implant approved. Cindy Pearson of the Women's Health Network is convinced the implant story is not over.
In a world with Sex and the City, extreme makeovers, and who knows what other kind of reality show where bodies are, you know, such a huge part of our culture, this saga isn't going to end.
She says her group isn't against implants. It just wants to be sure they're as safe as they can be. Richard Knox, NPR News.